Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska's first case of a highly transmissible COVID-19 variant has been detected in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that Alaska's only the fifth state to have a confirmed case of the P1 variant, which the Center for Disease Control suspects originated in Brazil. State health officials say the Alaska case was discovered yesterday in a specimen collected from an Anchorage resident who developed COVID-19 symptoms earlier this month. They say the person had no travel history, suggesting that the case resulted from community spread. Meanwhile, the state also reported a second case of the more contagious B.1.1.7 variant that originated in Britain. The case was also in an Anchorage resident who didn't have any symptoms. It's the second such case reported in the state after the first positive was confirmed in a December sample. A fatal weekend shooting in Fairbanks may have been accidental. Citing charging documents, the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports that the man killed, 27-year-old Brian Simpson Jr., was allegedly teaching the shooter, 20-year-old Tyrese Roberts, how to defend himself, and that Simpson had, quote, manipulated the pistol, presumably to unload it, unquote, before giving it to Roberts. Simpson died of a gunshot wound to the head in the early Sunday morning incident in which police say alcohol was involved. Roberts initially denied involvement, but later confessed and is charged with manslaughter. Organizers of the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race say the 1,000-mile event will return next year. The 2021 race from Fairbanks to Whitehorse was canceled because the Alaska-Yukon border is closed due to the pandemic. But in a joint press release issued today, the race's Alaska and Yukon organizers say the plan is for things to return to normal in 2022, by when it's anticipated broad vaccination against COVID-19 will have allowed the border to reopen. I'm Dan Bross.